Let's start with income tax and national insurance, and there's no finer place to start than with personal allowances. We all know about the 10% IT band farce, and as a result, for the current year, that is 08-09, the personal allowance was raised to £6,035. For the next tax year, 09-10, the PA will be raised again, from 6035 to 6475, a rise of about £130 above inflation. But for the following year, 2010-11, the situation changes. The personal allowance will be subject to income limits of £100,000 and £140,000. So, where a person's gross income, that is, total income before allowances, is above £100,000, the personal allowance will be reduced by £1 for every £2 above that income limit of £100,000. But the PA cannot fall below 50% of its full value. On current thinking, it's reasonable to assume that the PA's full value will be around £6,800, so 50% of this will be £3,400. Let's look at a couple of examples. A has gross income of £104,000. His PA will reduce by one half of the excess, so his reduction will be one half of £4,000. His personal allowance will therefore be £6,800 less the £2,000, that is £4,800. But let's have a look at somebody else. B has gross income of £108,000, so his PA will reduce by £4,000, that is one half of the excess over £100,000. But as the reduction cannot be more than one half of the full value of the PA, his PA will be capped at £3,400. So, what about a person above £140,000 in 2010-11? There's to be a further reduction, such that the PA will be reduced by £1 for every £2 above the income limit, but this time it can reduce down to zero. Now, this rather unclear wording seems to me that, in effect, anyone with a gross income of above £140,000 will have no personal allowance at all. This will only affect the top 1% of the earning population. So, presumably in the Chancellor's mind, this will include all those evil bankers who have brought the world to its economic knees. So what about income tax? Well, the basic two-band system of 20% and 40% will remain. The Chancellor has already announced the basic rate limit for 2008-09, and this has been set at £37,400, that's up from £34,800, and that is the revised 08-09 number. The bad news continues for high earners. From April 2011, taxable non-savings income, that means salary and self-employed, and savings income, that means bank interest, above £150,000, will be liable to a new top rate of income tax of 45%. But what about dividends? After all, they've been dealt with separately for years. In the PBR, the Chancellor announced that from 2011-12, there will be three rates of tax for dividends. Dividends for basic rate taxpayers will continue to be taxed at 10%. So, no change there. For 40% taxpayers, dividends will continue to be taxed at 32.5%, but for the new super 45% taxpayers, their dividend rate will be at a new rate of 37.5%. That's a rise of 5% in line with a rise of 5% on the higher rate. So, what's the news on national insurance? Here, the news is not so good. And it's not so good right across the board. The trouble with NIC is that the language is not very easy to understand. There's lots of UELs and earnings thresholds. So the first thing we've got to do is to remind ourselves about the language. And to do that, let's start with employed earners. Perhaps you want to remind yourself that the three main phrases for NIC are the lower earnings limit, which is the level at which a person starts to gain credits for his or her state pension, but doesn't actually pay any NICs. The primary threshold is the limit above which a person starts to pay contributions. And the upper earnings limit, that's the UEL, is the upper limit for the main rate of NICs for the earner. And above the upper earnings limit, an earner pays at the additional rate. So let's look at the bad news. From 2011-12, the main rate of NICs for employed earners will be raised by 0.5% to 11.5%. Remember, that's the primary Class 1 NICs that's paid by the employee. The employer's contribution, the so-called secondary Class 1 NICs, will also be raised by 0.5% to 13.3%, and this is only payable by employers on earnings above the earnings threshold. Remember that above the UEL, that's the upper earnings limit, the earner still pays NICs at the additional rate. And from 2010-11, this will increase from 1% to 1.5%. So what's the news for self-employed earners? Bad news too. From 2011-12, the main rate of Class 4 will be raised from 8% to 8.5%. That's clearly an increase of 0.5%. And the additional rate, formerly 1%, will also rise to 1.5%. So what do we conclude here? Although these numbers seem quite modest, they are not. This increase will affect most employees and employers, and, on the basis of the Treasury Red Book, is likely to bring some £2.5 billion per annum into the Chancellor's coffers.